Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown.
I have only 5 words for you.
From my cold, dead hands.
It's time for Gun Radio Utah. No apologies. A show dedicated to preserving and protecting your constitutional right to bear arms for your security and sport. Here's your host, well-known gun rights advocate and chairman of the Utah Shooting Sports Council, Clark Apogian.
And welcome to Gun Radio Utah. Welcome on this muggy, wet, snowy, rainy spring March afternoon. Any more adjectives? Did I miss any that I can say on the air? Humid. Yes, absolutely. Humid day. We're so glad to have you with us here on Gun Radio Utah. We've got so much to cover today. A lot of big news. And across from me, I got to invite our lovely,
lovely?
Lovely is, yeah, you're lovely. Randall, you're always lovely. Randall Doyle, one of a board member of the Utah Shooting Sports Council, is here with me. We're filling in with Clark today. Unfortunately, Clark is not able to be with us today, and we wish him all the best. And we've been talking before the show. As we prepare, we come in about an hour early, and as we're gathering stuff through the week, we got a lot to cover. A lot to cover and talk about. We're going to have also Glenn Parcells on from Davidson Defense out of Orem in the third segment, talking about some of the topics that we're going to cover today in regards to some of these federal bills that we got going. We also want to open up the lines to you as we cover these topics. If you want to rant and rave, keep it clean. It's a family radio show, but there's a lot of things, and Randall, you know how I don't want to say I'm hot under the collar, but I'm concerned. We've got two bills. We ran an alert. Utah Shooting Sports Council ran an alert. Let me just pull it up here. Just the other day, in regards to how HR 8, which forces gun transfers to go through an FFL and being sold as universal background checks. This is an ugly one, and I know we've talked about this bill previously on this show. HR 1446 ends a provision that allows dealers to transfer a gun after three days if no results are received on the background check. So what does that mean? That means the FBI, if they do not respond within 3 days, you don't get your gun. You don't get your firearm. We're going to talk about Feinstein's bill. Now, I don't know how to look at this one. Randall, you can help me. You're more sharp on this than me. There's no number on this one yet.
Well, I think since they've gotten the
language
put up
out
around the District of Columbia, they become madly more emboldened.
Yeah.
And yes, it appears to be banning, frankly, all semi-auto firearms,
yeah,
not just your AR-15s, AR-10s.
Yeah, it's everything. Everything. And we're going to go through that. So we as a board sent out an alert this past week. It was last Wednesday, asking everyone to contact their representative and to stop these two bills, which we're talking about, HR 8 and HR 1446. And overall, I can honestly say this. There's only really one person in Washington right now that I'm concerned about that would change their stance or position. I don't even want to say change their stance on firearms, because I don't think he had a clean position in the first place. And that's Mitt Romney. What's your thoughts?
He's been proving himself to be a disappointment on virtually every subject of importance.
Yeah. And a lot of people would say, oh, Bill, oh, man, we love Mitt. He's the greatest guy in the world. Do this for me then, for our listeners. If you're on the Mitt Romney bandwagon, just Google Mitt Romney's position on gun bills. And it'll go back all the way even back to when he was governor in Massachusetts.
I don't think you need to go that far, Bill.
You don't. You don't. There's a lot of them.
Look at last week. They approved Merrick Garland, the gentleman who was to be a Supreme Court justice under President Obama. He was passed with the help of 8 Republican senators. Merrick Garland, if you watched his testimony, very clearly stated he does what the president tells him to do. He did not indicate any filter whatsoever in upholding his constitutional oath. That there's actually that we, the citizens, hold inalienable rights in the case of the second, which shall not be infringed.
Yeah. Hashtag Me Too. We don't need Me Too people in Washington that are just, you know, puppets, you know. If you've got a thought or a comment, we are opening the lines up. 888-570-8010. Again, 888-570-8010. And I will announce that number again as well as we go along in the show. But, yeah, it's very interesting. So, Randall, you're a board member.
Mitt was one of those 8, if anyone was in mystery, in their support of Merrick Garland for attorney general.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But as a board member, okay, we've talked about this. How do you think Utah fared this last legislative session?
Well, I think both the legislature as well as the governor did a righteous.
Yeah.
When they got constitutional carry passed, finally, after a decade. And the largest obstacle that was removed from that equation was Governor Herbert. That Governor Cox met and kept his promise, I think he deserves great credit.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, I think the Senate deserves some calls of why they didn't get an important checks and balance bill. HB 76, exercising legislative preemption in the case of Salt Lake County, where Salt Lake County has unilaterally, through their mayor and their attorney and their district attorney, instituted universal background checks.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Now, as we work up on the Hill, we're very fortunate. We have a lobbyist up there, Clark, that spends his days 24/7. Now, this last year with COVID, it's been very unique. It's a lot of remote sessions, but he spends a lot of time, and he's talking to a lot of people. And as I've been up there in years past as well, yourself as well, it's interesting how the speaker can pick and choose which bills that they want to run and or hear and which bills they do not want to hear, which ones they want to let out of rules and which ones they don't want to let out of rules. It's very interesting. And I'll tell you this, when Clark said last week that the legislative session ended early, I was very upset. I was very disappointed. And that's not just because of our gun bills. I can guarantee you there were other bills that did not get run for one reason or another that they could have heard. And now this bill 76, this was a house cleaning bill. This wasn't new law, new rules, or anything like that. This was a house cleaning bill. All it had to do is give legislation the ability to exercise their right to write here gun laws across the state. And no, we just gave the Salt Lake County mayor a thing. Another year to play, exactly. So when we come back, we've got more to talk about at the national level as well as the local level on gun laws. And we're so glad to have you with us. And if you've got a comment, you got a question.
We're back during these times of need. We're all in this together. So just go to PCLaptops.com and we'll get you taken care of.
Protecting and preserving your constitutional right to bear arms. It's Gun Radio Utah on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Here's your host, Clark Aposian.
That's some good stuff there.
Finger looking good.
Yeah. You know what it tastes like? You know what it tastes like, Jesus? Tastes like success. Welcome back to Gun Radio Utah. Good thing we don't have a live camera. But Randall and I are big outdoorsmen as well, and we love hunting, getting out in the great outdoors here in Utah. And of course, we had to put in for our tags. You got your tags put in, I take it. As I know you're asking me where I'm going, and I sent you
not
off.
Everyone I
where
could.
Did I send you to? The Salt Flats? Yeah, that's your area, Randall. Go on to the Salt Flats. Lots of big bucks out there. No, but we got a little bit of some smoked elk jerky. And it is delicious. I just pulled this off the smoker a few hours ago. But yeah, that's success. That's what success tastes like, is when you get to eat it and share it with your friends. So anyway, welcome back, Gun Radio Utah. So glad to have you with us on this wet, snowy, humid, as Jesus would say, ugly, miserable day. But you couldn't be in better company than those here at Gun Radio Utah. And if you got any comments or questions in any of our topics we're going to cover, give us a call, 888-570-8010. Definitely want to hear about you. We're talking also, Randall, a little bit about one of our other bills that didn't get through. Got heard.
Got out of the House. Got held hostage totally in the Senate.
Senate didn't want to hear gun bills.
No.
They gave us one.
And it was on education.
It was an education bill. Was it for more money for them?
Not more money. More education for children.
And how much cost was involved with this?
None at all.
I think it was $0.
None at all.
Yeah.
Help the children be safe around firearms.
Exactly.
Something that I think is a goal for, doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum you're on.
So what safety items do we teach in our public schools? Do we talk about drugs? Do we talk about alcoholism?
We do.
Do we talk about pregnancy, teenage pregnancy?
All of it.
Okay. Do we talk about, maybe chemicals, house cleaning things, to the younger kids in elementaries, early stages of elementary? Stay away from those type of things. Okay. Driver's education. Do we teach anything that involves safety there?
Huge.
Huge. But they didn't want to hear about firearms.
Nope. Very popular support, except with the teachers' union.
Yeah. Who's that? The Utah Education Association?
Yes.
And I'm sure they had some input from the NEA as well, too.
Yeah. Didn't sound like they wanted the children to be educated.
Not in regards to firearms, at least.
Don't want that.
Yeah. Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid that we teach something about firearms that they could use and maybe help themselves or help a friend down the road as well. So we got our tags in.
Didn't get my bear.
You didn't get your bear.
Didn't get my bear.
You didn't get your... I didn't either. But I didn't put in for bear. Well, I put in for a preference point. But I knew I wasn't going to draw. I was like, nah. I'm really holding out for this elk tag. I really am holding out. So, fingers crossed. We're also talking about, on this Feinstein bill, this is an interesting one. Folks, if you get a chance, just Google search Dianne Feinstein. Let's see, how did I pull that one up? This was an interesting one. There it is. Feinstein.senate.gov. But if you just do a Google search on the, I would just call Feinstein's assault weapons bill.
Yeah, it's not numbered.
Yeah, it's not numbered.
But has 34 Senate sponsors already.
It's 125 pages, 34 Senate sponsors on this thing. This is a scary bill, Randall. This one scares the crap out of me out of all of them.
The ultimate bucket list.
Yeah, this is the ultimate bucket list. Folks, I'll just give you an idea. Those that have not seen this bill, it lists by name, by manufacturer, by model, what is considered an assault weapon and and basically everything else that's not. So if you want to look up your AR or you think, oh, well, this one won't. This is a semi-automatic firearm that I've got. This one won't be classified. Well, if you don't find your name on the list, let me just read you some of the definitions. Let me just take this first part. The term semi-automatic pistol means any repeating pistol that utilizes portion of the energy of firing a cartridge to extract the cartridge. Requires a separate pull of the trigger for each fire of the cartridge. Shotguns, same thing. But then they go in and they list, okay, anything with a pistol grip. Anything with a foregrip. Foregrip. People, these are forearms on a firearm. These are necessity items. These are safety items. These are what you use to shoot. Whether it's a bolt action, a single shot breakaway, or whatever firearm you got. They all have forearms. Okay? A folding telescopic or detachable stock or otherwise foldable or adjustable in any manner that operates to reduce the length, the size, or any other dimensions. To enhance the concealability of the weapon. We're not trying to enhance concealability at all. This isn't what firearms are about.
9 pages of specifically named firearms that are banned.
For each section. It talks about pistols, talks about rifles,
talks about shotguns.
Shotguns. Yeah. This is the other one. Oh, shoot. If you have a grenade launcher on your pistol, can't have that. That was pretty funny. A barrel shroud, a threaded barrel. Now, they don't define what they're talking about when they say a threaded barrel here on this one. But all assemblies of barrels onto a firearm, whether it's on a rifle, is threaded.
And clearly all magazines that hold in excess of 10 rounds
are
banned.
Unless you have an exception for an attached tubular device designed to accept and capable of operating only with a 22 caliber rim fire. So there's probably some of your heirlooms that you received from your family, maybe your grandfather, maybe an uncle, that's handed this firearm down. It most likely is on the banned list.
But Bill, there's good news.
Tell me.
All you have to do is get a federal permit on all the pre-ban guns you own now.
Yeah. I don't even want to know what that cost would be. So how long does it take to get a suppressor? Okay, let's talk about not banned, but registered devices. Suppressor.
Call it a year.
Yeah, call it a year. Okay.
Call it a year. And they hold your money while
absolutely.
Happening. So you buy it, you pay for it with the business, you pay for the tax stamp, then after your, $1,000 plus is sitting there for a year, you may be rewarded with your suppressor eventually.
Now, remember, what was the bill? Let me pull it up here real quick. It was the, right here in front of me. So what happens when you have a lot of things on your desk? H.R. 1446. Remember what that one does. After 3 days, no background check has been done by the feds, nothing happens.
You get to languish in background check hell.
So, how does that impact, the registered stuff?
Well, governments never allowed those little details to be
slip by
before.
Yeah. Or to not take advantage of them as well either. So definitions, you can read those. You can also read. I found it really funny. We got 1 minute here, Randall. I found it really funny how she titled this bill, To Regulate Assault Weapons. Okay, don't don't confuse what Diane is saying here and all these other representatives, senators that is on this co-sponsoring this bill. To regulate assault weapons, to ensure that the right to keep...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From bear arms is not unlimited.
And I was so looking forward
not
to that tank.
Unlimited. And guess what? This is the kicker. The last part of it. And for other purposes. So if it doesn't describe it here, trust me, they're going to add it to this. So stay with us. We've got so much to cover. We're going to have Glenn Parcells on from Davidson Defense. Love to get his take on this. Many of us have been...
You know it'll be good. Info at RockyMountainGunShow.com.
Gun shows.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
Gun Radio Utah. Your host, Clark Apotian.
And welcome back, Gun Radio Utah. So glad to have you here listening with us, and hopefully you can kind of get a sense of what might be happening back east in our foreign country. Did you know, I'll throw this out to you, Randall, you know we have more U.S. troops in guarding the Capitol right now than we do have in Afghanistan fighting terrorism?
There's not more. It's twice as many.
It's twice as many. Exactly. And that's a known fact, and it's a sad fact. Hey, we've got Roger from Ogden. Roger, welcome to Gun Radio Utah. You've got a comment in regards to hunters and hunting and legislation. Go ahead.
Well, I have numerous friends that, you know, they're duck hunters or they're deer hunters, and, you know, they're shooting bolt action rifles and whatnot, and they don't seem to really care that there's all this legislation going up against semi-automatics, AR-15s and that like. And it's just sad. I keep trying to tell them that, you know, they may come for the black rifles today, and tomorrow they'll come for the bolt actions. And, you know,
oh, absolutely.
This legislation is not about safety. That's a facade they put up. It's about preparation for confiscation of guns, just like they did in the UK and Australia and New Zealand, and, you know, they just made everybody turn everything in.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you bring up a really interesting, good point, Roger, because I'll second what you just said. I have heard that, and unfortunately, I've heard this many times at gun shows, because I will talk to people at a gun show. They'll come up and randomly, you know, give us their thoughts, saying, well, they're not going to take this gun, or they're not going to take this firearm. And I said, guess you are so wrong. You are so wrong in your thought process on that. And I wish we could get more of the hunting community, the Mule Deer Foundation, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Ducks Unlimited. They need to get behind this, and they need to get their members actively involved up on the Hill, contacting their representatives to put a stop to it, because you're absolutely right. Once you take one, it is so much easier to take the other one. And Roger, thank you so much for calling in. That's a really good point. I read an interesting tagline the other day, Randall, that I thought it was interesting. They say if you tell a lie enough that people start believing it. And you know who quoted that? Hitler.
Goebbels.
Hitler.
His propaganda minister was Joseph Goebbels.
Yeah, Goebbels. Yeah. So, it's amazing, and it's exactly right what Roger brought up. He's like, sell it as safe firearms or whatever, but yeah, that's not their idea. And when you go look at this bill, especially Feinstein's bill, you'll fully understand that. And on the air, we've got with us is Glenn Parcells with Davidson Defense. Glenn, so glad to have you with us here today on Gun Radio Utah.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, so we were talking before the show. You've taken a look at this Feinstein bill, and you've seen some of these others as well, too. This is going to deeply impact a facility or a gun shop like Davidson Defense down there in Orem.
It absolutely would, as well as every other shop, as well as every individual that owns a gun. These bills are so draconian in their nature that it's basically going to outlaw almost everything.
Yeah.
Going on in the thing of saying, by the way, we're going to save the ones that are grandfathered in, and we're going to save the ones that are used for hunting and household defense and recreational purposes. That's what people use them for. AR-15s and that sort of thing are used every day for home defense and recreational purposes and hunting.
So I can only imagine, and this has happened, pre-election, and now we're going to have a post-election episode here as well, as, the information disseminates. What impact has this already had on gun sales and ammunition sales at your facility?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. People are voting by buying a gun. They're not planning on turning them in. That's not why people are buying them. And people are lining up. They're buying them. They're buying spare parts. They're buying parts to build their own. People are looking for reloading components and ammo and everything related. And it's a daily grind. There's just a lot of people out there looking for things right now.
Yeah, how's your supply on ammunition? I don't mind giving you a plug.
Well, I spend a lot of time looking for ammo every day. I do have some ammo in stock. Not too many days ago, I got in about 30,000 rounds of 9mm, for instance. I'm down to 3 cases left, right now. I do have some calibers that are less common. I had somebody come in the other day looking for 6.5 Carcano, and I actually had it in stock. Don't have any 5.56, but I had 6.5 Carcano. We're doing the best that we can. There just isn't anything out there to really get in any sort of quantity right now.
Now, did I see this properly? Did I see this correct, that you had a run or you had an order of 22 ammo come in the other day, and you were posting that on Facebook? Was that you?
That was me, yep. One of my distributors, they get ammo in, and they divvy it up amongst all the dealers, and they allocate it. And I got two 50-round boxes of 22 ammo.
Two. And did that go? Did that go on to the highest bidder?
We're almost to that point. Not quite, but we're almost to that point. Yeah,
yeah. That's almost like you just sample out a round just for your guests that come into the showroom there. So Glenn,
we do that to a certain extent.
Yeah. Hey, so as a gun shop, what would be your message to our gun owners that are listening?
Become politically active if you haven't already. Plan for the future if you haven't already. It may be too late for that. Parts of this bill that haven't been noticed too much are a ban on the parts to build a gun. That's going to be banned. There's in there provisions for money to do a, quote, buyback, and I hate to use that term, but everybody knows what they're talking about there. There are also provisions in there to start recording crime that are used for the guns that are used in to report back to Congress. You can bet if they get this passed and they're allowing us to keep what we already have, that they'll be back very shortly thereafter and say, oh, here's 3 crimes that were committed. Now we have to register them and confiscate them all. That's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it would be nice if they had a buyback program, kind of like where the government comes in and has to buy land but give you fair market value for that property. They should do the same if you're going to sell it to them, fair market value for the firearm. But no, you might just end up with a stupid gift card at Walmart or something that is worthless. So, Yeah, Glenn, so glad to have you on the show today, and keep up the good work. Glenn is a great Second Amendment advocate, and we appreciate him on the show today. And Glenn, be safe, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bill.
Before we go away, we've got Dean from Orem. Dean, welcome to Gun Radio Utah. You've got a comment in regards to bullet manufacturers?
Yes, I have two friends that work for bullet manufacturers, and they say the thing's going to be they're going to raise the price of bullets so high you can't afford it. And then the next thing they're going to do, they're going to ration them out. The government will only allow so many to go.
Yeah.
For what good are the guns if you have no... You know, you don't have brass, you can't reload them, you can't buy reloading stuff, you can't buy the bullets. What good are the guns? And that's the second thing they're going to do. The manufacturer, the bullet manufacturer, my two friends work at, they say, all of our supervision is really uptight and worried about it because we're not going to be able to manufacture the ammo. They're going to they're going to cut us down how much we can make.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was my...
Yeah, Dean, you're spot on. In fact, appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. And I'll follow up here with a couple of thoughts. You know, this all started not too long ago, Randall, even in the Obama administration, on lead capacities and the availability of lead. And I know that had a huge impact on the lead supplies and such. We are seeing a demand on firearms and firearm ammunition, but... We got to look at this, too. I don't blame the manufacturers.
Well, I think it's a good idea to put a little bit in context.
Yeah.
You know, if people understand that normally there's more or less 12 million firearms sold per year, that's kind of an average.
Yeah.
In January, it was 4.7 million.
Yeah.
In 1 month.
New, and these are new gun owners.
These are new gun owners.
These are not.
And these firearms need to be fed.
Yeah.
So... That's why right now nobody had to regulate anything, and it created all of these shortages of ammo and firearms.
Exactly. Well, before we live out on this segment, hey, gunsmiths at Sportsman's Warehouse, if you have a firearm need of repair or attention or just loving care, go see the gunsmiths at Sportsman's Warehouse, and you can easily find these guys at 1630 South, 57 West here in Salt Lake City. Their number is 801-304-8070 for any and all your firearm needs. And get that firearm cleaned up. You know, if you've got to turn it back to the government, you might as well give it to them clean, right? I'm just joking. but they do awesome work there. I've taken in some firearms there, and they do it in a quickly, timely manner. And I'll tell you, I highly recommend the work that they do. And when we come back, we'll wrap up a
Concealed Carry Association. USCCA. The Responsible Gun Owners. USCCA.com.
Welcome back to Gun Radio Utah with Clark Kaposian on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know.
Jesus likes this music. He's in there jamming away. I like it, too. Buy a gun. Gotta have a gun. How many guns is too many guns, Randall?
I don't have a definition for that.
Too many guns. And if the government ever says you've got too many guns or you don't need any more guns, you need to buy another gun. In fact, coming into the studio, a friend of mine, Matt, called. Bill, I need some help on a firearm. What do you think about this? This caliber, and I'm like, that is a freaking awesome. We were talking about 6.5 PRC, and I'm like, that is an awesome gun, and gave him some tips on a couple of things to look for in that. So, so glad to have you with us here at Gun Radio Utah. Bill Pedersen, covering for Clark, and Randall Doyle, one of our directors with the Utah Shooting Sports Council, sitting across from me. We heard in between the segments the Rocky Mountain Gun Show is coming up here in a couple of weeks. Now, the coincidental thought process on that, Randall runs our gun show exhibit table at the Crossroads and
Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain, and we're so thankful for them to let us participate. I think they understand the importance that we bring to the table with gun owners and their gun shows and that. And we advocate gun shows left and right.
And let's not forget the Utah Gun Collectors Association.
Yeah, Utah Gun Collectors. John Spangler, a former director, is heavily involved with that. And that's actually really a neat one if you
that's
get up
fantastic.
To Ogden. Yeah, to check out that show. Now, with gun shows, what do you think we're going to expect out of this next one?
The crowds have been very good.
The crowds have been
even
huge.
With the COVID regulations. All of the recent ones.
Oh, the one they had up in Ogden.
Are all up north.
That was packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't have even thought there was a... I'm not going to say it. Because I don't want to give out anything. But...
The supplies for firearms really good.
Yeah.
Supplies for ammo is a little less. But...
You pay a premium.
Supplies for everything was pretty good. Comes at a price.
It comes at a price. It's like I always say in the biblical terms, don't go to the wedding with your oil lamps half full. And you're laughing. You know what I'm talking about. It's a very good story that I think we're seeing a lot of people in this day and age are finding out that maybe they're not quite as prepared as they
thought
can
they
be.
Were.
Yeah, as they thought they would be. Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what might be driving the high run on ammunition is people are starting to realize that. We're also talking in the break there as well. Sanctuary counties and sanctuary states. How many sanctuary counties are we up to now?
Three
counties.
Uinta was first, Utah second, and Wayne County third.
And I believe Sam Robinson is leading a lot of this with Utah Gun Exchange going and meeting with these sheriffs. I'm wondering why we don't have more.
Well, part of it was the
I understand
excuse
why Salt Lake
in
County.
Utah was we had the preemption of the legislature. So it was thought to be symbolic.
Yeah.
But as we found, because the legislators sat on their hands for now approaching 2 years, with what Salt Lake County have done with the background checks, that
yeah. Now explain that. Let's put that together for all of our listeners to understand this. Okay, we had a preemption bill. Okay, for those that are not aware, our Salt Lake County mayor's basically said there are no private sales at gun shows.
Correct.
Okay, she wrote this rule. She wrote this piece, and she's enforcing this piece. And I use air quotes.
And she did this very much with the assistance of the district attorney, Sam Gill.
Right. Now, why is that so important? Or why is the preemption bill that our senators sat on their hands and wouldn't run or wouldn't hear out in the Senate? We'd already got it passed through the House.
They would have reclaimed their delegated authority.
Exactly.
To make sure that unconstitutional things didn't happen at lower levels.
At lower levels. Okay. So that is part of the reason why, I mean, when we see a sanctuary county, I mean, it's not, there isn't really anything that changes. It's kind of more of a message to Washington than anything. It's a message bill.
Although it was very
real. Or a message
real.
Statement, I should
if
say.
If you'll recall in 2013 when the Utah Sheriff's Association wrote that phenomenal letter. If you can find that online, that was a wonderfully written letter.
Signed by all the sheriffs but
Salt Lake County. Sheriff Winder.
Yep.
At the time. And the beauty of that was those sheriffs were saying, we will be the bulwark to protect Utahns' rights from any unconstitutional infringements from the federal government. And
that was kind of a message. That was a message that we're sending back to Washington. Okay? So, what do we do? How do we get our counties? I think this message needs to still be heard.
I think this is the citizens in all counties.
Exactly.
One, the counties that have already have their status, Wayne County, Utah, and Uinta County.
Uinta County, yeah.
I think all of those citizens should be thanking their sheriff for their position, and thanking their elected leaders that they all participated in that process. And in those other counties, there's 26 other counties in Utah that could become Second Amendment sanctuary states, where they are explicitly defending their citizens' inalienable right of self-defense.
You're absolutely right. Just like our previous caller said, with hunters and with Glenn, you may have not want to get involved politically, but it comes to a point where your rights, when your infringement on your rights are getting kicked in, you need to take a step back, look at the bigger picture.
Oh, and then because they think that, oh, because I don't own those, it doesn't affect me.
Exactly.
And then at one point, they're going to stand out, they're going to be in a corner, they're going to look around, and they're going to have no friends.
But it reminds me, I wish I could remember the gal's name that we interviewed at the gun show that bought a new pistol. She basically got a Glock, and we got to wrap up here real quick. But she bought it, being a Democrat, knowing what was coming down the pike, and now she can't really basically legally have it. Hey, folks, we really appreciate you being here with us today. And we are really thoughtful of Clark with his family at this time. Unfortunately, Mama Potion passed away yesterday. And Clark is spending some time with some family. We'll get him back here this next week, but just want you all to know we love the Potions, we love the family, and our thoughts and prayers are with you at this difficult time. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.